Special Needs Parenting SOS Podcast. My name is Nadia Tari, and I'm a mom of four with my youngest two kids having special needs. I wanted to create a podcast where other parents who have a child with special needs could come to get some tips, suggestions, and encouragement. Now, on today's podcast episode, I wanted to talk about, since it's the new year, and happy new year, everyone, oftentimes with the new year, people set new year's resolutions, and not everyone does it, but a lot of people like to see it as an opportunity to start the year off fresh with a new goal in mind, and so that's what I want to talk about today. I've talked in the past about having, I've done a vision board. I've done two vision boards, and they're up on my wall, and I love them, and they're wonderful, and, it has a combination of pictures and words, but today I wanted to talk about, instead of just deciding on a new goal that you'd like to work for, this is assuming that you do have something you're working toward this year, getting a little creative. A coach of mine suggested this, so I'm going to give her all the credit. Her name is Liz DeFinis, and she suggested, actually, instead of making a vision board with, like, your goal on it, like an actual picture of, a car or your dream body or a house or whatever it is that you would like to get one day, instead of putting a picture of that particular goal itself on the vision board, she talked about creating a vision board that's covered with images that create an emotion in you. And that's just a very different way of looking at it. And I got to thinking, how ingenious is that? So of course we can do vision boards and put pictures of our dream house, our dream car, our dream body, whatever it is we want to put on there. Of course. But if we have a vision board and all that's on that vision board is things that when we look at it, it gives us that emotion of joy or excitement, or it creates a particular emotion in us. We are more apt to reach that goal if we can feel the emotion within our body, to be excited to actually work toward it. Because let's face it, sometimes, let's just say you want to lose 10 pounds, you want to lose 20 pounds, right? You wake up in the morning, I'm going to do my workout, I'm going to eat good, I'm going to this, I'm going to that. You do that for a couple of weeks, and then you just get tempted to just have a little, a little cheat day, a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of this or that, cake, whatever it is that you want. And after time, especially after a month or two, it can get hard to stick with your, rigid, strict routine of what you should be doing. And so our willpower only goes so far. So to help you overcome those times where you may otherwise feel like, oh, forget it. I'm just going to give up. What's the point? I don't know why I even thought I could lose 20 pounds. What was I thinking, right? Like, I'm just getting older and this is the way it goes and I need to just accept myself. And we do need to accept ourselves. That's true. But instead of just throwing in the towel, what if you created a vision board, like Liz suggested, where when you look at those images, it creates a certain emotion or feeling within you? Like for me, so my kids are the joy of my life, right? I do most everything I do so that I can have more quality time with my kids, one-on-one time with them, as well as time with all of us together, or maybe just two of them at a time, like whatever. I just love my kids, so they're a big motivator for me. And when I think about what brings me the most joy, what would inspire me and encourage me to work toward my goal, then based solely on emotions, I would want to throw up pictures on my vision board where it's got pictures of me, with my kids and their beaming smiles, or a photo that we captured when they were, laughing really hard, things like that, where when I look at that, I see, this joy radiating out of my four kids. That's going to encourage me to continue working toward my goal, whatever that goal is. Now, for me, I actually do have a goal of losing weight. And so for those days that I wake up and I feel like, oh, I don't feel like working out, or, oh, I'm really tempted to cheat today, then what I could do, and you could take this image, this vision board, take a picture of it when you're done, and you could have it always with you in your phone, right? Just, you can put it in the notes in your phone or wherever, somewhere where you could just have this image that you could look at frequently. Anyway, I thought it was a fabulous idea. And so for those days, for those times that you're feeling kind of, you know, you're not feeling it, you're feeling kind of down, or you just simply don't feel motivated to continue working toward your goal or dream or whatever it is that you have that you're working toward this year, why don't you consider creating a vision board that is filled with pictures of, when you look at that picture, you can't help but be filled with, you know, wonderful emotions, joy, love, laughter, excitement, warmth. I hope I get the point across. When I heard her suggest that, a vision board that's covered in photos or images, it doesn't have to be like a photo of your family or a photo of your child. I mean, that's what works for me, but it's any image. Shoot, it could be out of a magazine. Any image that when you look at that, it creates an emotion that would inspire you to continue to work toward your goal. I just thought it was really creative, and I wanted to share that with you. I don't know whether you set a New Year's resolution or not, but most of us tend to have at least one or two goals that we're working on throughout the year. Like, I would really, really like this to happen, or I really, really want this. And so I thought, shoot, we're busy. You know, we have kids who have special needs, and we have a lot of doctor appointments and therapy appointments, and that's just our life, right? We're busy. And so sometimes it can be easy or tempting to be like, I just can't. Like, I'm throwing in the towel. This is too hard, and I've got too much on my plate as is. But I don't want you to throw in the towel. I want you to consider doing this. I hope you will. I just thought it was a different way of looking at it. And I still do encourage like a normal vision board. Like, sure, I'm going to keep my two vision boards up on the wall, but now I'm going to be adding a third one. And it's going to be, like I said, covered in photos that when I look at that, it creates an emotion in me that makes me feel inspired and motivated and happy and excited to continue to work toward my goal. So even though my goal is actually to lose weight, and I have a certain goal weight that I'm working toward, so I'm very specific. It's not just a vague goal like, oh, I want to lose weight. No, I have a very specific amount of weight that I want to lose. And I could just put on my vision board, you know, like the image of what I want, you know, my stomach to look like or my body to look like. That's an option. And I do have that on one of my vision boards, right? I have an image of my goal weight and body, like how I want it to look, right? But then a completely different way of going about it is to, instead of doing a vision board that has like my dream abs or whatever, instead of doing that, having those pictures of my kids mid-laughter or just beaming smiles, those things that when I'm not feeling like doing my workout, I will just look at that and let my four kids motivate me. You know what? It's worth it for them. Isaiah is 7 and he's about 50 pounds, 48 pounds. And so, you know, because he's not able to walk, there's a lot of lifting and carrying him from, you know, his bed into the wheelchair, or sometimes I carry him, you know, out of the wheelchair and I'm walking over to sit with him on the couch, or, you know, there's a lot of heavy lifting involved. And I don't know if you have a child that is not able to walk either or not, but either way, it's important to me, it's a goal of mine to be in the best shape that I possibly can, because I want to always be able to carry my children regardless of how old they are or how much they weigh. So that's why it's really important to me that I take care of my health and, you know, be as physically fit as I possibly can. It's not just that I want to lose weight. It's I want to have a toned body. I want to be in the best shape that I can so that I can take the best care of my boys, you know, and lift them and bathe them and not just have to rely on, you know, a nurse coming in or something like that. I mean, there's Hoya lifts and things like, you know, to help you with heavy lifting. But there's no reason why I can't also be in the best shape of my life so that I can take care of them easily and lift them and bathe them and everything. So anyway, that's just a little bit of where I'm coming from. But I thought I would share this suggestion that my coach, one of my coaches, I have several, but one of my coaches suggested that. And I was like, oh my goodness, I have to share that on my podcast. So I hope you found this helpful. help you have fun if you decide to do it, looking for those pictures that you're like, oh my goodness, this is such a good one, I want to, or images out of a magazine or wherever you're going to get it. But I hope you have fun putting together your, let's call it emotional inspiration vision board if you decide to do it. I would love it if you'd tell me about that, but I know I'm going to be creating mine this next week, and I'm really excited to do that. So as always, if you are a parent of a child who has special needs, I would love to have you join my private Facebook group. It's a safe environment strictly for parents who have a child with special needs, where you can get the encouragement and support from other parents who can relate to what you're going through. Now, the name of my private Facebook group is the same name of this podcast here, which is called Special Needs Parenting SOS, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.